Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings, buy one get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties, buy two get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
No, we're locked into that number two seed. So we're gonna rest some guys. There are gonna be some guys that are resting. There are gonna be some guys that are in reserve roles. You can't obviously rest everybody with the schedule. With the roster. That's our plan moving in here forward.
Is Saquon gonna be one of them?
Yeah, he'll probably be somebody that rests.
That's Nick Sirianni talking with the Philly media. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on The Fan. Saquon Barkley is 100 yards away from the all-time rushing record for single-season yards behind Eric Dickerson. Dickerson went for 2105 back in 1984. So you're talking about 40 years ago,
man,
that this thing was set. And Barkley's got a chance to break that record, a record who knows how long it could hold. Could be a couple of years, could be 10, 15 years, could be the rest of his lifetime. He could be known as the single-season rushing leader. And in a one-game sample, based on his average this year, he would most likely get to it and blow past it and shatter it, and he would hold the record 2,100-plus yards for the season. But the Eagles, who are one of the best teams in the NFC, a two-seed, the Eagles who think they can get to a Super Bowl, who think they can go on a playoff run, who know they're good enough to win a championship, are prioritizing the postseason because they know if Barkley goes down, they're screwed. They know if any of their starters that they would play to help get him that record on the offensive line went down, that they have a worse chance. And so this is kind of one of those old school fun sports debates, I'd say. It makes for good fodder, and I actually want to hear what people think on the phones. We'll open up the MGM National Harbor listener lines. But what would you do if you were Nick Sirianni in Philly, and maybe the decision's made above him? Maybe it's a Howie Roseman call. Maybe that they called Barkley into a room and they say, hey, man, this is totally up to you. We're going to present it as what we're doing one way or the other.
Yeah, I'd love to know what the conversation was.
But, like, what do you think? I want to know how people would handle this. 800-636-1067.
So a lot of times when we come up with a discussion or there's something that happens in sports, I always try to understand a different perspective. And sometimes I just can't. Like, seriously, I just cannot get there. This is not one of those cases. I 100% totally understand an opposing viewpoint here, okay? So I would play him. And here's my thinking on this. Who won the NBA championship in 2018? I'm just asking anybody reflexively if they remember. The 2018 season. Anyone remember? What about 2019?
I'll say the Warriors.
Maybe.
That's my guess.
Yeah, the Raptors won at one of those times. Who's the all-time points leader? It's LeBron James. Who's the single-season record holder for a consecutive hit streak? Who won the World Series in 2016? You see what I'm saying? Like, those things are amazing. There are more for the fans, for the people that were part of it. It's amazing and it's incredible. Those banners fly forever. But there's only one all-time leader in the thing. There's only one of those. Oh my God, I can't believe it. Like, you don't remember, Grant Paulson, right? You're a sports savant. But you don't remember who won the Stanley Cup the year before the Capitals. 99% of you. You're going to remember when Alex Ovechkin passes Wayne Gretzky. The all-time record for goals is within reach. So if you had to sacrifice something here and there, which maybe the Caps did, honestly, in terms of rebuilding and a plan, you might have gone younger. You might have done a full teardown a few years ago post-Stanley Cup with, you know, the TJ Oshas of the world and the Nicholas Backstroms of the world not able to do what they were able to do for so long. But you couldn't, because this guy's about to chase the record, and that made a lot of sense to me. This is kind of my only number one argument for it is, when you have a chance to do something that no one has ever done before, and it's not a bad achievement, You know what I mean? It's something that's incredible. It's as much a team accomplishment as anything else. Whether you win the Super Bowl or not, that is forever, and that's something that I would take pride in.
Yeah, every running back, every tight end, every receiver has blocked, has been a part of that.
Absolutely.
Everyone in the offensive operation, even in a tangential way, like less directly, everyone on defense who got the big stop to get the offense the ball back, who helped you win time of possession so that you could run the football more, who helped shut a team down so you could have a lead so that you could salt a game away on the ground. They all had a factor in this. Everyone at practice, on the practice squad, that helped get Saquon Barkley and his teammates ready for games all season long, get to say that they were a part of something really, really special. Now, if you go on to win the Super Bowl, I think they would argue that's the special thing that we all want to be a part of. And I totally understand the risk and what it looks like. I mean, let's just look at the worst-case scenario for a second. They play everyone in a game that is completely insignificant for them because they cannot become the one seed and they cannot fall to the three seed. Mm-hmm. So they are the two. There is nothing to be gained by winning this game. And on the fourth carry of the game, Barkley pulls something or gets up slow limping and has a high ankle sprain and can't go in the first playoff game.
Right.
And then you get bounced from the playoffs. You look like a boob if you're Nick Sirianni. And that would be considered coaching malpractice. I personally think the juice is worth the squeeze. I think that the risk is worth it because this is not like trying to get him to 1,000 rushing yards or to 100 catches or to set a franchise record for yards in a season.
Yeah, it's not some like $100,000 contract bonus.
Totally.
You know?
Even if it was like the Eagles rushing record and he's 51 yards away, this is not that. This is every year, hundreds of running backs in the NFL rush the football. None of them have ever been able to catch Eric Dickerson in 40 years until Barkley could. I think you got to go for it. If I was Barkley, I would tell them I want to do this. If I was one of those linemen, I would tell them I want to do this. And you kind of keep your fingers crossed and you hope for the best that you don't get hurt. I mean, it's somewhat dumb that the Detroit Lions, in a game that meant nothing, went cross-country to San Francisco and played all their guys until the final second so that they could get a big moral victory, essentially, to make the building feel better.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of dumb, frankly, for any team that doesn't have something to be gained to risk injuries at the end of the year. Some coaches think that it's beneficial. Like, you can even argue, Danny, that they might be better off just going into the playoffs with the momentum of not taking the week off when they've already had a couple weeks now without their quarterback and they need to get into a flow and into a rhythm. By the way, he ran for over 100 yards in the first quarter against Washington. Why not have him start the game and see where he's at after a quarter? If you've given him 8 carries and he's at 14 yards, okay, maybe we say this is going to take 4 quarters and 23 carries. I don't feel great about this.
Or if he rips off a 22-yard on the first possession.
He's a threat to score every time. If he's 8 for 51 in the first quarter, like, let's just get him the thing and get him out.
And I know you won't care about this, but again, this is the kind of thing for a player. It's why I wonder what the discussion was. And I'm not faulting anybody here. And again, I'm already promising you, you're not going to care. It's against the Giants, man. Like, I think that has to enter into the conversation. Where can you imagine the feeling of a player who didn't like how that all went down, right? We know that a little bit from the offseason television program, the Hard Knocks part of it. Didn't love the way the negotiation either happened or didn't happen or whatever. To be able to set that record against the team that drafted you and then ultimately decided you're not worth it, whether you was or wasn't, is a great debate. Can you imagine that? I mean, for a player to incentivize that, this should have been an option for him. This should have been part of the discussion. And if it was, and he said, no, you know what? I got bigger fish to fry. I'm bigger than that. Totally fine. Don't begrudge it. But to me, I think that's a nice little icing on top.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.